Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Kathleen with a K. Christensen. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 1/21/25, Mrs. Christensen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study data 12/4/24. There's been no change period in a paragraph of compression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 1/21/25, Mrs. Holmes performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FV of 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/6/24, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Garth Edwards. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 1/21/25, Mr. Edwards performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment of flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was 1, and the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 10/28/24, there's been deterioration of flow rates, period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Chapman. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/21/25, Mr. Chapman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction. With no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/24/24. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Raymond McQuaid. This goes to COMM, capital WELL. On 1/21/25, Mr. McQuaid performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 or FVC was less than 0.8 period compared to a prior study dated 10/9/24. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.